Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 34 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer. And as you all know, I've been asking myself, what do I know? I know that yesterday I drove all the way home, Dave and I from Florida, without stopping to stay anywhere. 15 and a half hour journey in the car together all the way home. And what do I know? I know a lot after that. I know about patience. I know about endurance and perseverance. I know about reading the Google Maps versus Apple Maps. But what I really know is that the drive itself felt like an analogy for our lives. Moments of familiarity, moments of new things, things I had never experienced, places I had never been, moments that were kind of almost boring. Other moments were exciting and I could feel calm, and then through rush hour or bigger cities, I would feel anxious. I had a range of emotion. But what I found was that in all of it, I felt consoled. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, what is that? What does that mean? When you think of consolation, you think of sometimes someone saying it's you didn't win. You weren't good enough. You got a consolation prize. You got a showing up prize. That's not the truth. That's not how I see it or how I experienced it. Consolation is, it's kind of everything. To not only be consoled, but to seek to console others is what God calls us to do. I have some people in my life that are part of the body of Christ, of Our Lady of Consolation, the National Shrine and the Basilica in Cary, Ohio. And I never really thought about the name before, Our Lady of Consolation. And it kind of all tied into this message of today. They sent me a letter recently, and they wrote about a saint in this letter, John Henry Newman. And it said that Newman once wrote that the secret of consolation, those are able to comfort others who in their own case have been much tried and have felt the need of consolation and have received it. It's not about getting something because you weren't good enough or, you know, you didn't win first place. It's about being given in God's grace this that you need to be comforted. I know you've all heard that I keep going on and on about the scripture of the God of all comfort, who in your need has comforted you, and you then are called to comfort others. That's what I'm talking about. That is it. It's not to be confused with pitying someone. I believe one comes from not identifying with another, not understanding. When you pity someone, I believe that when you console someone, it's coming from this place of understanding and seeking to offer help through that which you have been through. I then believe that as I read my devotional today, it all ties in to what is written here. It says to rejoice and be thankful. And as you walk with me through the day, practice trusting and thanking me all along the way. Trust is the channel through which my peace flows into you. Thankfulness lifts you above your circumstances. What that's saying right there is that with a thankful heart, you can offer consolation to others because you can be lifted above your circumstances, but still understand what someone is going through and what they need. It then goes on to say, I do my greatest works through people with grateful, trusting hearts rather than planning and evaluating, practicing trust and thanking me continually. Practice trust and thanking me continually. This is a paradigm shift that will revolutionize your life. Amen. What I found when I was riding in the car was this piece of paper that I always keep in my phone, in the back of my phone. And it says this, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, 4 through 7. I will tell you that consolation and trusting and being thankful, it's all tied together. It's a matter of using different words to mean help, understand, love, giving of God's grace. I find that very much in Our Lady of Consolation, in the people, the body of Christ, of those who are there. They have consoled me, they have uplifted me, they have comforted me. I have found so much of the love of God alive in those people, and I am thankful. I rejoice in their gifts, and I am very blessed to be consoled by them. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it is such a gift to receive consolation. You have consoled us through the gift of your Son. You have consoled us through the gift of prayer and of all that you give us, all of our blessings. It is consolation, is a hope, and it's an understanding. It's a deep recognizing of who we are, and we are thankful. For all of those in need of knowing of your consolation, we pray and we lift them to you. We love you, and we come to you, and we are consoled by you. It's the name of your Son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.